Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Women of the world, Marie Grace Berg here, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Catherine Watkin. Catherine Watkin is the founder of Selling From the Heart. She is a sales expert who works with heart-centered business owners who are gifted and passionate about what they do, but struggle in business because they feel awkward when it comes to selling their services. She teaches them how to sell in a way that feels authentic and comfortable and still gets great results. Catherine's is on a mission to be a role model for how it is possible to create a wildly successful and fulfilling business without resorting to sleazy or manipulative sales and marketing techniques. To learn more and to get your gift, a free gift, the 7 Steps to Yes video course from Catherine, love for you to go to www.sellingfromtheheart.com/leadingwomen. Again, that link is www.sellingfromtheheart.com/leadingwomen. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, and thank you for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Catherine, before we dive in, I really want to start with you sharing your unique story, you know, from where you were when you started your business to where you are right now. I'd love for our listeners to see so that they can picture themselves how they can achieve this dream or this goal that they have in mind, but being inspired with your story. So share with us your story, starting from where you were before you got started with your business and where you are today.
Oh, yeah, I'll be delighted to do that. And where was I before I started my business? I have to be honest, I was really lost before I started my business. I'd had a career in sales. I'd been in the corporate world. I'd worked in the travel industry and in the recruitment industry. And I'd left my corporate sales world because I had this deep sense that there was something else out there that I was meant to be doing with my life, that I had some greater purpose. But the problem was for me that I couldn't find that purpose. I couldn't find the thing that I was meant to be doing. And so after taking this leap of faith and leaving my sort of corporate career, it took me a number of years of what I would call really seeking. What is it I'm here to do? And I tried a lot of things. I retrained in a number of modalities. So I trained as a nutritional therapist, an NLP practitioner, a hypnotherapist. I spent about a year in India. I trained as a yoga teacher. I studied meditation. I spent time in ashrams and Buddhist retreats. And I was seeking what my purpose was in terms of meaningful work, but I was also seeking, you know, my meaning for life as well. I was seeking my happiness, I guess. And so at the point when I started the business that I have right now, I was still quite lost. So on the surface, I had a business. It wasn't this one. So at the point I started this, it was about 4.5 years ago. And I was effectively by then working as a business coach and an NLP practitioner, living on the south coast of England. And I was getting the clients. It wasn't really a big problem for me getting the clients, but I would sit in front of these clients and just my heart would sink, because I would have this feeling like, oh, in theory, I'm living the dream. I'm working for myself. I'm getting clients. But, oh my gosh, this isn't it. That it didn't feel right to me still to be working with those clients. And so it wasn't something easy for me. It wasn't like I just had this idea one day, oh, I'm going to leave my job and start my business. I left the job and then I had quite a long journey of actually really connecting into who am I really and what is it that I'm here to do. It took me quite a long time to land on what I do now, which is absolutely my purpose and calling.
What a beautiful story, and I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that. I was on the threshold too. I left my corporate job for one reason, that it wasn't providing me the flexibility to travel with my husband. But at the same time, I lost the passion already. Being a nurse for half of my life, for the last 20 years of my life. So I felt the same way too. It took me years to find what really spoke to my heart and what really was gratifying for me. So I'm sure for our listeners, if you are in that stage, don't give up on it. Keep looking, keep refining, keep taking action until you get to where you really are happy with what you do or what you are providing to the world, to your clients, or what is it you really want for your life. Because one thing is having a business that can take care of you or that can meet your obligations or financial obligations to survive or like that. But at the same time, the other thing is to do something that is really purposeful or that you really enjoy. I mean, I truly believe in that you have to do something that you enjoy doing. Otherwise, what's the purpose? You end up on this wheel again and be feeling lost and feeling unfulfilled, despite you have something that you can do or that can give you a source of income or living. But that should not just be the purpose of what it is that you do. So that's a beautiful story, really, really inspiring. I love those kinds of stories. But let's bust some of the lies or myths or misconception that people have, especially with your type of business, especially in this topic that you have, selling. It is something that I dread even the word itself, selling. That was like taboo for me. I mean, I didn't even want to touch or learn about it. But that is the heart of what we do. If we are not able to spread the message, we won't be able to touch the lives of people and transform them. So marketing and selling are really the backbone of our business. So let's bust some of those lies or myths that people have that you're aware of, so that we can help them with those misconceptions, that they are just myths or they are just misconceptions or they are just lies, that they should not be, that they should not limit themselves because of this.
Do you mean lies and myths about sales?
About sales, especially about sales, because that's a biggie for a lot of people. I was one of them early on. So are there any, have you heard things?
The biggest lies and myths about sales are the ones that people tell themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was really lucky when I started in business, because by the time I started in business, I'd been working in sales for about 20 years. And I'd got over all of my stuff about sales, all of my negative beliefs, and I love it. And even when I worked in sales in the corporate world, I used to say, I am so blessed that I get to talk to people all day and I get paid for it. That was how I saw it. I get to connect deeply with people all day and I get paid to do this. It's amazing. And there were things about working in the corporate world that didn't light me up so much. So, of course, in the end, I left. But what I find with the students who I work with in my programs is that, yes, I teach practical things. And you've already mentioned my 7 Steps to Yes video course. That's teaching very practical steps around how to have authentic sales conversations. But the biggest problem lies in the myths that people are telling themselves about sales and the thinking that they have about it. So people tend to believe things like, you know, if you want to be good at sales, you've really got to be very focused on your own agenda. There's a common phrase in sales, which is that you've got to close the sale. And I just feel like that is probably the biggest myth of all for me, because I feel that if a business owner, a heart-centered business owner who actually cares about their clients, goes into a sales conversation with the intention of closing the sale, then they're almost, they're coming from an unhelpful energy from the very beginning, because they're going into that conversation very wrapped up in their own agenda and what's in it for them and how they're performing. The poor potential client is feeling under pressure because somebody's trying to close them, in quotes. And I think there's just such a lot of thinking around traditional sales, which, you know, it's like the salesperson is chasing the client, that you have, there's another belief, you have to be thick-skinned if you're going to be good at sales. All of these beliefs, it's like, no, it's the opposite. To be good at sales, you've got to be really sensitive. You've got to be in tune with your clients. You've got to pick up their energy. You've got to use your emotional intelligence. Interestingly, just before coming on this podcast call with you, I was on a call with a client who's having a call with me about working with me on some one-to-one mentoring. And, you know, normally, as a good sales teacher, I would always recommend that people try and get the decision from the client there and then in the call, for various reasons which I won't go into now. But I could just sense, you know, I'd been speaking to her for sort of 45 minutes, I'd made a connection and I could sense where she was at, and I suggested that she took a couple of days and that we speak again in 2 days time. And that was because my tuning into her told me that pushing her for a decision right now today wasn't going to be the best outcome for either of us. And so there are a lot of myths like that in traditional sales that very heart-centered business owners buy into, and then they try and follow, or they try and be like that, and it just doesn't work for them. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good for their clients. Everybody's left feeling uncomfortable and no clients. So, yeah.
Right, that is so true. And the fact is, more and more, I think the problem, I mean, where the bad rap is coming from, is when people start treating sales as transactional, or it's just about numbers. Because what you said, really, selling is about listening and guiding that person to a solution that helps them. Not just gearing them because you wanted them as a client. I mean, if you can't provide that value, or if you know that what you provide is not for their best interest, you are not gonna force that person to be a client of yours. I think by listening that way, really putting that interest heart for them, what really benefits them the most, whether that be losing a client for you and a win for somebody else, that doesn't matter, for as long as you're giving that client or potential client or that person the right solution, even referring them to somebody that can better help them. Yeah, I truly believe that that's where selling is. And up until I understood what selling is really from the heart and really about connecting to them and really finding where they are and what problems I can solve, or if I can't solve them, refer them to somebody that can better help them. I think this is a big takeaway for our listeners, because a lot of us, especially starting out, we fear calling people or sharing them or asking them if they need help, because we feel like selling is a bad thing. But if you're not able to, you know, communicate that you have that solution, for example, for the person, you are depriving them of that opportunity or that chance. So that's a great thing that we should, that you shared with us, because I'm sure this is one thing that I struggled with a lot, and I continue to learn from people like you, experts on this, especially the mindset side of this. So that is really helpful. So I hope you, our listeners, were taking notes, but I will also have this on our show notes as well. So thank you for sharing those. All right, so we get that mindset done. Busted those lies and get that mindset right, especially about selling. So for those of you are listening, for those of our listeners who are probably at this point, let's talk to those people who are currently on the job, on the corporate world as a salesperson, and they are discontented with their job. They want to take the leap, but don't know how to get started. They have the skills. They have the skill like you. They have been in the sales and they wanted to find that inspiration or get that push for them to be able to have a business that they can not only enjoy, but something that they can do so they are not restricting themselves by being in a job that they are not happy with. So let's walk them through. I mean, for you, when you get started from going from your corporate to do your sales business, right, selling from the heart right now, what were those steps? I want you to share with our listeners so they can picture themselves. Okay, Catherine started here from point A, and then she gets to point B. Following these steps, what would be those steps? And if you can boil them down to between 5 and 7 steps that our listeners can really follow, or at least they have like a blueprint for them to model, what would those steps be?
Yeah, definitely. I'll share those steps with you. And the other thing before I do that is, of course, if there is somebody listening, if some of your listeners are in sales in their corporate career, it may not be the right thing for them to leave to set up a sales training business like I have. And it just happened for me that this is what makes my heart sing. This is my absolute calling and purpose in life. But I also retrained as a nutritional therapist, as a yoga teacher. And it might be that somebody who's in sales now, what's going to light them up and is their true difference to make in the world has got nothing to do with sales. And I think it's important that people are not afraid to, you know, that people don't feel that the only way in business is to do what they've already been doing. A lot of people make a very big, brave shift and retrain in something completely new. And so my steps would be, first of all, step number one is a mindset thing. Be okay to start small. Like, we all started small. Nobody started and woke up the first day of business with a $500,000 turnover business or a $2 million turnover business. And I think what happens is that people who are at the very beginning of the journey look at the big names, the big gurus, the people that they're seeing out there, and they see them with these big successful businesses, and their heart sinks because they think, oh, how could I ever get there? Well, you get there by starting small and taking one step at a time. And so the way that I started, so that's my step one. My step two was that when I actually started in this business, I started out by running small local workshops. So small workshops in London and on the south coast of England, where I was living at the time, with not large numbers at all. But this was how I got to practice my content, and it's how I got to discover that people were falling in love with my teaching and really finding a lot of value in it. The next thing that I did was that I didn't have a lot of confidence in my ability to work with people one-to-one. And so I worked with a couple of people for free. So my first two VIP clients, I worked with for free in return for their testimonials. So can you see how small I started out? The third thing that I did was, and there was a gap between all of these. These all happened over a period of a few years. The next thing that I did was that I took a big leap and I took those small local workshops and I turned the content into an 8-week online program. And I launched that. Now, I launched that locally to a small group of people. I had 20 people on it the first time I ran it. And that was me transitioning from these small local workshops into a program where I could reach people globally. The 20 people who joined me that first time, they were all fairly local. They were all in the London, south of England area. And then the next step for me was to take a really deep breath and go and ask some joint venture partners to promote me. And suddenly everything took off. I mean, I had 81 people in my program that second time, and I had people all over the world, UK, USA, Australia, Europe. And then the next step for me, step six, would have been that I then launched a high-end business mentoring program where I take people through a much more intensive 12-month journey. And that whole process for me, from starting small through to launching the high-end mentoring program, took me about my first workshop I did in November 2011, and I launched my first high-end mentoring program in sort of July 2013. So there was a bit of a gap, but that's the business model that I still follow today. So since, for the last 3 years, it hasn't really changed. It's just got bigger. It's just scaled up. But this being willing to start small, I think, is the biggest message that I could get across, because it's only by starting small, it's only by taking the first step. You know, it's like you want to get to the top of the mountain. You're going to get to the top of the mountain by putting one step in front of the other at the bottom of the mountain. It's the only way.
Yes, and what a great blueprint that you shared. I want to literally your blueprint to get your business started. And this applies to whatever business you have, whether you want to be a coach, whether you are in the fitness industry. These are steps that you can model that Catherine just shared with us. And the message really is to be okay in starting small. We all started there. I did that one myself too. I have to give my coaching service for free in exchange for testimonials, because I look at it this way. Not only you're getting testimonials, but you are able to, confirm or verify that your idea is getting results for other people. Because maybe you have this, you got this results for yourself, but how about other people? Are you able to get them results too? And that's the beauty of coaching somebody, for example, if you are in a coaching space, coaching somebody for free in exchange for a testimonial, and also to validate your idea if you are really able to get them results, because people go for you for the results, for the transformation that they want in their life. So great takeaway here that Catherine just shared with us. I will make sure to have this on the show notes, but the message really is, and the one thing that you can do right away is to be okay in starting small. Get testimonials, start there. If you're just starting out, start getting someone or talk to people that your ideal client. Talk to them if they want to be coached for free, if you are a coach, and get testimonials in exchange for that. And then you scale from there on. I love that you getting joint venture partners to promote you when you started scaling up, because on our other podcast called JV Success Made Easy, we help our listeners really go through or understand the power of joint venture partnerships. Because I agree with you, everything took off with me too when I started getting joint venture partners to promote my offer to their list. And that's one way of really scaling up very fast, because I don't know any other way wherein 1 + 1 = 100, not just 2. Because if you think about it, if you get even just one joint venture partners, or, and then you get your list to about, let's say, 500 or to 1,000, imagine if you have 2, 3, 4. So it really scales a lot faster. But don't think of that one right away. If you're just starting out, start small. Get testimonials. Do some local coaching. For example, if you are in the coaching space, a lot of our listeners are coaches, authors, and speakers. So I'm speaking to you in that sense. But this can apply to any other business as well. start small and then leverage, scale as you get more clients, as you get better, as you get more programs, and leverage the power of joint venture partnerships or collaboration to really scale up. And of course, keep honing your offer, keep honing what is that you're offering for your clients, so that you can both have that high-end, you know, the high-end package, for example. At the same time, you have something that you can reach out globally for people. So great steps here, great blueprint that you can follow. Thank you for sharing that. But if there's one thing that our listeners can do today, I know the message really is to start small. What would that be?
You know, in a way, this is a bit different for everybody because we've all got our sweet spot in business, and it sounds like mine is the same as yours. Joint ventures for me is, to date, the only marketing activity that I have done in my business. Even now, I haven't done any other. And actually, this is one of the myths I was going to talk about earlier if you'd asked me about business, which is that people fall into these traps of believing they have to do things like social media and Facebook ads and blogging. And actually, if you master the joint ventures, it can be all you need to grow your business. And so the one thing I would say is for people to lay the groundwork for that early. Now, I don't mean run out and ask people to joint venture and promote you before you're proven in what you do, because people won't have the credibility. But at the point when I first started doing joint ventures, I already had really strong relationships with some very successful business owners with big lists, because I'd been developing those relationships. Now, I was a bit naive. I wasn't developing the relationships because I wanted to joint venture with them one day. I'm just naturally good at connecting, and I would meet people at events or go up and speak to people or would promote other people and whatever. But at the same time as getting your... So let's say that somebody's launching something for the first time. I wouldn't be overly worried the first time out exactly how much you're selling something for. So if you're selling an online program and it's your first time, I wouldn't be overly hung up on exactly how much you sell it for, or even if you have to give a few places away for free. Because if you can get the results and the testimonials to prove that it's valuable, your joint venture partners are then more likely to be willing to promote you. And you should be developing those relationships from now. So, you know, even if you know that you're maybe 12 months away or even 18 months away from being in a place where you feel that you would want to go and ask people to promote you, that's great. It might take you that long to develop a relationship with some of these people deep enough for them to be willing to do that. And the worst thing you can do is to be in a place where you think, oh, I've got something I need to promote. Oh, who can I ask? Can you promote me next week? Because if the relationship isn't there, most people aren't going to want to do it.
Brilliant. I mean, I was taking copious notes with that. Really lay the groundwork first. I know we've given you a lot to think about with joint ventures, for example, but that's at least that will inspire you to get your offer right, validated, and make it hone it so that it's really converting, and then start approaching joint venture promotional partners. But like what Catherine just shared with us, build those relationships now. Start building those connections and relationships before you even need them to promote you. And there are several ways on how to build a relationship for other people, for your potential JV partners. And yeah, like what I said, there's another podcast that we have that teaches you about that, and that's jvsuccessmadeeasy.com. At least you can listen to that one as well when you're ready for that, if you want to learn more about how to add JV marketing as part of your marketing tool. But so much for all this teaching stuff that they can implement right now. I'd love for us to talk about you and what is it that you have there, because now we've just given our listeners something to be excited about. So and I'm sure a lot of us would love to know what you do and how can they benefit from what you do. So love for us to share with us the program that you have, and who is it for? What do they get with it? What results that they'll expect? And of course, where can they learn more about it?
Okay, so my core program is a program called Get More Clients Saying Yes. There's another lesson for your listeners. Don't wait until you can think of the perfect name for your program. Just go out and launch it, because I didn't have the perfect name and that was the one I went with. So it's called Get More Clients Saying Yes. And it's really designed for, I call it heart-centered business owners. So it's people who've gone into business because they are feel called to make a difference to others, to help others, or are passionate about what they do, rather than having gone into business primarily for the money, which would be a different approach. It doesn't mean we don't want the money. It doesn't mean we don't want a good financial income or a good lifestyle. But the driving factor behind why we do what we do isn't financial to begin with. Mm-hmm. And what I find is that a lot of business owners who go into business with that motivation, they're sort of allergic to the idea of sales. And there's a lot of things about business that they perhaps haven't really learned. So when we think about marketing, for example, we often tend to think about the actual activities that we do to attract clients. So we've talked about joint ventures, you might have social media, you might do Facebook ads, you might do speaking, there's lots of things you could do. But actually, the core of marketing is your message and how you clearly communicate what you do in such a way that people actually want to find out more. People actually want to have a sales conversation with you, whether it's one-to-one or on a sales page or on a webinar. And so I help these small business owners who struggle to get clients because the whole sales process feels very uncomfortable and because there are pieces of their process that are missing and they don't even know that they're missing. And I get them started with that. So it's an 8-week online program, which is supported by live Q&As with me. And what I want to give people there's two lots of results that people get. First result they get is more emotional than practical, because people who do my program fall in love with sales. They go from dreading it and feeling sick about it to falling in love with the process because they come to understand that it's all about supporting a client and creating a deep connection and guiding them through a conversation. And so their confidence in the way that they talk about their business increases and everything starts to take off. But also, I encourage all of the students who do my program to enter the program with the intention of making the investment in the program back before the program ends, which is, for me, very simple. For most small business owners, even those businesses starting out, if they're pricing and packaging things correctly, they know how to communicate what they do clearly, and they understand how to take somebody through a conversation that feels smooth and easy for both parties, that if the client is right for them and they're right for the client will say yes and buy the coaching program, the course, whatever it is that they're selling. And so my ultimate aim is that my students get their investment in the program back within the 8 weeks, and then they've also got these really valuable sales skills for the remainder of their business life. And one of the things I love about sales is it doesn't change. It's not like things like Facebook ads and social media, you've constantly got to stay updated because things are changing. Sales ultimately is about human psychology. And once you've learned how to sell in a way that feels really authentic, you have it for life. You don't have to keep relearning it. And it's such an important skill. And it's one that I see people neglecting all the time in favor of marketing. And it's one of the things that I get on my soapbox about, because I see so many people investing money in learning how to market their business. And you need to market. I'm not saying, it's absolutely essential. But if you know how to attract clients to you, but you don't know how to convert them to say yes, you're wasting all of your time, energy, money on your marketing, because you've got no way to capture people. It's like pouring water into a bucket with a hole in it. To learn more about it, I actually run... The best way to learn more about it is that I launch that program usually 2 times a year, March and September. But I do have a video series, a free training series called The 7 Steps to Yes. And at the core of this program is this process called The 7 Steps to Yes, which is how to guide somebody through a very comfortable and authentic sales conversation. And they can download that from sellingfromtheheart.com/leadingwomen. It's very bite-sized. It's a series of 8 3-minute videos. So it's very bite-sized. It's not going to take a lot of time to learn. And that will get people started. And then if they're interested, they'll then automatically be sort of in the loop to hear about the program when it launches.
All right, so that's www, that's selling from the heart / today's leading women, to get the free video series to start off with the 7 steps to yes, because this program get more clients saying yes. Only it's being offered twice a year in March and September. So if you want to be on the list for the September program, I really encourage you to go to now www.sellingfromtheheart/leadingwomen to get into this video series, because that way you can be notified right away as soon as the program opens. I'm really, really, because I'm guilty of this, and this is a skill that I am constantly learning and honing, because it's a skill that you have to get better with practice. And if you have the guidance from experts like Catherine, that makes the selling conversation a whole lot easier if you have done it yourself. I mean, why not get that education? Why not get that training so that you can have that skills? And remember, the results that you get, it's, you know, her real, the results that you can get is that you can, not only you can get the investment back within that 8 weeks, but you will also have that skill that you will use throughout the life of your business, the life of your career, because this is something that we have to, no matter whether you like it or not, we have to get good at this. We have to get good at communicating our message, because one thing is getting the traffic. It's easy to get traffic. You can get paid traffic. You can get organic traffic. But if you are not able to convert those leads or those traffics into paying clients, what's the purpose? And I am guilty of this. And I admit that this is an area that I have to get better at. And I really commend people or experts like Catherine who have this expertise, who can make our journey less stressful and easier and shortcut that learning curve, because I truly believe in mentoring. If you want to learn something, go to someone who have done it and who are successfully doing it. They are walking their talk. And one of that one is Catherine. So I highly encourage you to be part of this. At least pick up those 7 steps to yes video series, so that you can have you can learn more about how to do the sales the right way. And not only that, get that notification first thing when her program opens up, because it only opens twice a year, so the next one won't be until September. So in the meantime, get the 7 steps to yes video series by going to selling from the heart slash leading women. Catherine, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing that positive energy with our listeners today. Really appreciate you, and I know women of the world appreciate you as well, and we wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed sharing all of this with your listeners.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod.
Feeling feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.